night and day, isn't it? The way that the players showed great determination. I think the first half, we can come in maybe as most teams are doing now, try to get in about us and stop us playing and thinking that's enough. But I thought that, you know, it was very frustrating with some of the decisions that were flying about, but the second half was much better. You know, we had to get a wee bit to the lad, and Neil did it this time, and we came out the second half, and just apart from that one lapse for the goal, after getting off to a good start, I think we dominated the centre the second half. The goalkeeper had two or three good saves. The goalkeeper had very little to do at our end, and you could see as the game was going on, we were just up to 10 points, and we ended up with you know, their legs, because they were having to work very hard to keep us out, because some of the moves that were getting in behind them must have been taking a lot out of their legs, because wee Faze was on fire today. I thought Alan Smith started to get his second one and we started to run, and that's how we got the penalty when he was going on. But there was a will and a determination there today, just like, you know, we can put the mistakes at this stage of the season. It's, you know, we've played a lot of great football this year, and this is when it comes down to this time of the season, you've got to show and grind out and battle, because they're fighting for to try and stay out of a playoff place for relegation, because it's very close down there as well, so they're not going to make it easy. You've seen that they gave Rangers a duck last week, and they've got a few experienced players on our side. So but that determination and will and desire that was all missing last week was there in abundance today, and we thoroughly deserved that victory. And I know maybe we can say it came late with a penalty, but you know, they can thank their goalkeeper, who had made two or three, made a great double stop from I think it was Faze. But he, for me, was outstanding. He set the tone. I mean, the lad, he just run his heart out, and I think it inspired a lot of us to pick up that, from that, and left. It was great to see wee Josh putting that amount of effort, considering what he's been through with his tonsillitis, and you know. But we were fine today. As I say, we had to make a few changes. We actually changed the system. We went with three up front because we knew they were going to play three at the back, and so that maybe took the sails a wee bit. But no, I think we came in there, and we, after going through them last week, we congratulated them on a tremendous effort in the second half to show a will. And it's a much better feeling when they're much better. You can see the crowd were always behind us today, because we were winning 55, they were challenging for everything. Every time, you know, the only thing it got, probably the referee's performance, helped get the crowd up a wee bit as well, and it worked in our favour. But no, I think when Smithy went in that box and cut across him, there was only two things the boy could do, was bring him down or let him go. So and we always designated Ross before the game to go and take it, and stuck it away great. So it's a great result for us, because you can see there's Stranraer and Ayr, you know, one draw, one loss today. It's hard, because the teams at the bottom are fighting to know what to get dragged into that relegation, you know, because I think that'll put Brechin in amongst it now, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, we've got to grind out results, and now somebody just told me that's us definitely in the playoffs. Now, you know, we need probably one more win to because then we'd only 4 games left. I feel one more win, it's going to be, you're asking all the teams to win all the games. They've got each other to play, so it's probably not going to happen. But I was really pleased with them today. I was really annoyed and very disappointed last week with the application. Today it was just back again. That means they took things on board this week, and I didn't think they wanted to be in at 8 o'clock tomorrow to do a running session anyway, so that's maybe what spurred them on.
Was that the case?
Well, no, I said, look, it's not about winning the game. If they'd drawn today, I wouldn't have done it. I said, as long as you give me the effort and the work rate, it was missing last week, so we had to work them hard to prove a point. And we said, if you go out and never play and not compete, you can make mistakes, you can have daft moments. Things might not come off for you, but one thing you cannot do is go out there and not apply yourselves 100%. That's the least we expect, and we got that today because we didn't get it last week. So
didn't get it all at half time.
Neil gave them one or two home truths, because I felt that we were getting, you know, they were fair dues to braking, and they were getting stuck into us a wee bit, and that, you know, and people I think are starting to do that because to try and stop us playing, because if they let us play, we're great and good to watch, and cause teams a lot of problems. But I say to them, you've got to learn a lesson at half time. I was probably a good cop this time, because you know, coming in and saying, look, you know, that's what they're doing. You either accept it and struggle, or you fight back and you show the same tenacity. And when it comes, if you win that battle, then the ability will take over. And I think that's exactly what happened the second half, because we had them constantly under pressure for the minute the second half started. And though they had one or two breakaways, which is always going to happen, but we concentrated, we defended and made it difficult, put blocks in, all the things you've got to do to win a football match. So that was a much better application and desire to win, and we got the rewards at the end, thoroughly deserved it.